Well, that's where to begin here. Turning your Bibles to the book of Daniel, chapter 11. And while you're turning there, I would like to refresh your memory on some things in the book of Revelation, if I may. But in the meantime, turn over, if you will, to the book of Daniel, chapter 11. Now, I'm not much, but I'm not a liar. When I told you that we were going to spend a lot of time in the book of Revelation, I didn't lie. We're going to go through the entire Bible through the book of Revelation. In Revelation chapter 1, verses 1 and 3, the Lord Jesus Christ made two distinct promises. But the most distinct promise he made was blessings to anyone who reads and hears the book of Revelation. He promised a blessing. He also promised that you would know the future. You would know what it's in store. And so he made those two promises. In Revelation chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, we have the promise and the blessing. In Revelation chapter 5, verses 1 through 14, the entire chapter, we have a picture of a little scroll. Well, I don't know how little it is. But this scroll represents two things. It represents the title deed to the planet Earth and prophecy. And the reason it represents the title deed is because when prophecy is fulfilled, all things will be complete and Christ will have the earth redeemed. It'll all belong to him. It still does. But in the meantime, it's under the rule of the Gentile worlds. And then in chapter 6, as the Lord Jesus Christ begins to open the seven sealed scroll, prophecy begins to unfold. It's all future. In chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, we see the first seal is open, which reveals the Antichrist. And then the next two verses, we see that right after the Antichrist promises peace, we see war, destruction. A sword is given to the Antichrist. Wars and rumors of wars. And then in the next two verses, we see famine. A denarii for a barley. In other words, a loaf of bread will cost a day's wages. Famine can be brought about at any time in this world we live in. You say, well, I've been the giant eagle. Doesn't matter. Your government can take all the food in this world and put it somewhere and take it away from you and create a famine, do it intentionally, and you will have no idea how they did it, who did it, how it came to pass. All you'll know is there's nothing to eat. And the Antichrist can do that and get away with it. I think probably the next place we want to go, and you know what, let's go to, and we'll get back to Daniel chapter 11. You may want to mark that. By the way, I have some verses listed here for you. And the first place we're going to go is 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I think we need to do that first. And there's a reason for that. So we're going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. That's where we're going to begin this morning. And go, if you will, to verses 51 and 52. We need to do this to make a point, as you will see. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 and 52. Is it warm in here, or is it me?
No, it's warm.
It's warm, okay. 51, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Paul the Apostle, telling the church at Corinth, he says, "Behold, I show you a mystery. Behold, I show you a mystery. A mystery is a truth concealed until the time revealed, or a previously concealed truth." So Paul is revealing a previously concealed truth to the church. Not just the church at Corinth, the entire church. And he goes on to say, "We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." This is a picture of the rapture of the church. The word change is a Greek word, means to make different. The word all is a Greek word, pas, P-A-S, and it means every, the whole thing. The whole thing. The word moment is a Greek word atomos, where we got the English word atom. And it means indivisible, undivided. And so in verse 2, you have, in 52, you have the word moment. Indivisible. The church, when Jesus Christ, at the rapture of the church, gathers his church together, it will not be divided. We have some preachers out there in our good old Baptist churches that say, if you're still sinning, you're not saved. Well, you know what? When the rapture takes place, they're going to be in for a shock, because it doesn't matter who you've done, who you are, what you've done, or what you are doing. When you put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, he will take you home and gather you together with the entire church. No one will be left behind. The word all means the whole complete thing. But the most important thing here is the word mystery. Mysterion. It was a mystery. The rapture of the church was a mystery. Why was it a mystery? Because the church age was a mystery. And so when the rapture takes place, we have a picture of that in Revelation chapter 4, the church will be taken out of this earth, and then the seven-year tribulation will begin. So with that in mind, now turn back, if you will, to the book of Daniel, chapter 11, if you will. In Daniel chapter 11, we have a picture of the coming Antichrist. We also have a picture of a man by the name of Antiochus Epiphanes, who was an exact and a perfect type of the coming Antichrist. In verses 34, the Lord makes sort of a transition between the Old Testament and the New Testament, but the entire contents is a picture of the coming Antichrist. And notice, if you will, in verse 20. Verse 20. And I'm going to point this verse out to give you an exact type of the world we live in today. The way people think. Did you ever wonder how people, how your politicians think the way they do? Why are they doing this? Why do they believe in this? How can they believe what they're doing? There's so many things going on in the world today. I cannot imagine how these people honestly believe they're right in their actions. But anyway, notice verse 20. Then shall stand up his estate a raiser of taxes in the glory of the kingdom. I've got these words underlined in my Bible. Notice these words. A raiser of taxes in the glory of the kingdom. The worldly kingdoms. You know how they like to operate? Raise taxes. And you know, our stupid jerk politicians think that if they raise taxes, things are going to prosper. How stupid! How stupid, ignorant can you be? Our politicians in this country honestly think that the way to prosper the nation is to raise taxes. The opposite is true. And that's why the Lord mentions it. Raise taxes in the glory of their worldly kingdom. The more taxes they get, the more glory they think they're going to get. Do you realize the opposite is true? If you lower taxes, the world will prosper. It'll prosper. But they don't think so. They're not that smart, because they don't think like Jesus Christ. But within a few days he shall be destroyed, neither in anger nor in battle. And in his estate shall stand up a vile person, to whom they shall not give the honor of the kingdom. But he shall come in peaceably and obtain the kingdom by flatteries. The white horse. Remember that in Revelation? He comes in peaceably on a white horse and obtain the kingdom by flatteries. And with the arms of a flood shall they be overthrown from before him and shall be broken, yea, also the prince of the covenant. And after the league made with him, he shall work deceitfully. Ezekiel chapter 38. Remember what we said. Immediately after he promises peace, what does he do? He comes riding on a horse of war, doesn't he? A red horse. This is a perfect picture of the Antichrist in the book of Revelation. Also 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And after the league made with him, he shall work deceitfully, for he shall come up and shall become strong with a small people. Remember Ezekiel chapter 38. The Antichrist has all these nations attack Israel at the beginning of the kingdom. Verse 24. He shall enter peaceably the white horse once again, even upon the fattest places of the province, and he shall do that which his fathers have not done, nor his fathers' fathers. He will be a Jew. The Antichrist will be Jewish. The fattest places of the province, and he shall scatter among them the prey and spoil and riches, yea, and he shall plot, scheme against the strongholds, even for a time. And he shall stir up his power and his courage against the king of the south, and so forth and so forth. And then on down, we'll skip some verses and go to verse 31. This is a picture, by the way, of the first 3 1/2 years of the 7-year tribulation. And then in verse 31, and forces shall stand on his part, and they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength, and shall take away the daily sacrifice, and they shall place the abomination that maketh desolate. In the middle of the 7-year tribulation, the Antichrist will sit on the throne. And Jesus Christ calls it in Matthew chapter 24, the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet. And in verse 32, and such as do wickedly against the covenant, that is all the lost, shall he corrupt by flatteries. Look up here for just a minute. What in the world does that mean? Well, I'll tell you what it means. It means everyone who rejects the simple gospel, they do wickedly against the covenant. What is the covenant? Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again. And those who do wickedly against it, preach against it, have a false message, a false doctrine. He shall corrupt by flatteries. Isn't flattery nice? Don't you like to be flattered? I don't. Personally, don't blow smoke. You know what I mean? I don't want to be flattered. Tell me the truth. But he, the Antichrist, will flatter. Do you ever watch people on TV? They flatter each other. Don't you get sick of that garbage? The Charlie Sheen. That guy spends more time flattering himself than anybody else does.
He's a creeper. He's a creeper. They give him too much attention.
He knows exactly what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's doing everything he's doing for the attention. Yeah. He knows what he's doing.
It's just media gives him way too much attention.
They sure do.
Well, they're idiots for doing it.
Yeah. But we may have him preach in our church one of these days. No, I'm kidding.
You'd have to pay him $1 million.
Yeah.
What?
You'd have to pay him $1 million.
Yeah. Actually, we'd have to pay him $1 million a minute, wouldn't we?
Right.
He wouldn't get in because I'd be at the steps to boot him off.
My friend, she was saying that there was these 4 soldiers that died in Afghanistan. They didn't even give them as much coverage as they're giving that Charlie Sheen.
I know. Isn't it disgusting? Bill?
And you know the funny thing is? I bet we'd get him saved.
I bet we could.
He knows he's a sinner.
He does.
He loves it.
Yeah. He
does.
He brags about it.
Hair.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're right about that. I think we could.
Probably like
it. That's the sad thing about all these people, these movie stars, they make all this money, and you think they would be so happy, and all they can think about doing is just doing drugs and drugs. Yeah.
I know one thing, if he showed up here, we'd get all of our burning wallets out, we'd scare the heck out of him anyway. Anyhow, back to the Bible here. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. There are going to be an awful lot of people saved during the 7-year tribulation. Believe it or not. It's going to be hard to believe in that. But there will. And they that understand among the people shall instruct many. Yet they shall fall by the sword and by flame, by captivity and spoil and so forth. And in verse 34, one more time, we see flatteries in the last part of the verse, by flatteries. Verse 35, and some of them of understanding shall fall to try them, and to purge, and to make them white, even to the time of the end, because it is yet for a time appointed. And then in verse 36, and the king, that's the Antichrist. Verse 35, by the way, is a transition verse. In verse 36, the Lord goes from a type of the Antichrist, Antiochus Epiphanes, right into the Antichrist himself. This is a transition verse. In other words, between 35 and 36 is a long period of time. But in verse 36, pay attention if you will. And the king, that's the Antichrist, shall do according to his will, and he shall exalt himself, and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished, for that which is determined shall be done. There's one word I want to point out this morning, and that's the word fulfilled. When Jesus Christ came down to this earth, he fulfilled a multitude. By the way, did you know the word fulfilled is used 16 times in the book of Matthew? 15 out of those 16 times, Jesus Christ talks about his fulfilling. But there's one place in the book of Matthew where the word fulfilled is used that is yet future. And that is the book of Revelation. Anyhow, back to the Bible. The indignation be accomplished, for that which is determined shall be done, shall be fulfilled. Everything that God said shall be fulfilled. And then I want to go into this. This is a type of the scroll that Jesus Christ opens up. It's the Word of God, prophecy. And he begins to open up the scroll and the first seal we see. Then he opens it up a little farther, we see the second seal. And then the third seal. And then the fourth seal. And during the first 3.5 years, the first 6 seals are opened up. We'll take a look at those seals later. But what is the scroll?
Title deed to the earth.
Yeah, the title deed to the earth, including the Word of God. When he begins to open up the scroll, what do we see? We see the book of Revelation unfold, do we not?
Yeah.
So the scroll has to include the Word of God.
Yeah.
As he opens up the scroll, the book, John begins to write. What does he write? He writes what the scroll revealed. So the scroll has to include what? Prophecy, God's Word. You can see the same thing. You might want to write this down in Zechariah chapter 5, the first 5 verses. Zechariah had a scroll. And I believe it's the same scroll, a flying scroll. I believe it's exactly the same scroll. If you'll read those verses, you'll come to that conclusion, I'm sure. Verse 37, back to Daniel, if you will. Daniel chapter 11, verse 37. Notice this concerning the Antichrist. Neither shall he regard the gods of his fathers. Your Bible may have another word, but it's gods with a, it should be in the King James, it's with a capital. Neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women. You know what that means?
It's a homosexual.
Yeah. The Antichrist will be a queer, pervert, homosexual, faggot. Call it anything you want to. But he won't be normal. The Antichrist will not regard the desire. Doesn't say he will not regard women. But he will have no regard for the desire of women. You say, well, why is that? Well, all you have to do is look at the world today, right? I mean, it's supposed to be natural, normal. We get married, 2 men get married and adopt a child. Isn't that disgusting?
They're calling God a liar when they do that. He created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Adam.
Yeah, that's true. For he shall not regard the desire of women, nor regard any god, for he shall magnify himself above all. Pay attention to this, if you will, and I want you to get this. He will not regard any god. However, during the first 3.5 years of the 7-year tribulation, he will allow the world to worship any way they want. They can worship any way, anything, any way, any god, any religion. He will allow, but in the middle, when he sits in the temple claiming to be God, he will not allow any worship of anything except himself. And so he says, for he shall magnify himself above all, right in the middle of the 7 years. For the first 3.5, he'll say, You can worship any way you want. After all, Jesus Christ wasn't God. I am. He wasn't the Messiah. I am. Pretty crazy, isn't it? And then we go on down into verse, we're going to need to skip some verses here. Go down to verse 41. And he shall enter also into the glorious land, and many countries shall be overthrown, but these shall escape out of his hand, even Edom and Moab, and the chief of the children of Ammon, Arab, by the way. The glorious land is Israel, and Ammon represents the Arab nations. He shall stretch forth his hand also upon the countries, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. And then he shall have power over the treasures of gold and silver and of all the precious things of Egypt. I want you to notice this verse, if you will. Do you ever watch, if you watch TV today, you'll see there are at least a half a dozen companies now trying to sell gold and silver. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
And there's almost a new company every day that wants to sell gold and silver. And then I read this verse and I say, you know what? All the gold and silver in the world won't do me a bit of good because the Antichrist will control every bit of it. Notice what it says. He shall have power over the treasures of gold and of silver. Wow. And you know, when I see all these companies springing up today to sell gold and silver, now I know why. I know why.
That gold and silver won't do any good if they don't take the mark of the beast.
No. No. He'll have the power over it, that's for sure. So you can own all the gold and silver you want to, and if the rapture takes place tomorrow and you're left behind, all that gold and silver you have is worth nothing. Absolutely. What if you have $1 million worth of gold and there's no food to buy and you're hungry? What good will it do? The Antichrist will have power over all of that. And over all the precious things of Egypt, and the Libyans and the Ethiopians shall be at his steps. But tidings out of the east and the north shall trouble him. Therefore he shall go forth with great fury to destroy and utterly to wipe away, sweep away, make away many. And he shall plant the tabernacle of his palace. This is where he will rule from. He shall plant the tabernacle of his palace between the seas in the glorious holy mountain. Where's that at? Jerusalem. Yet, notice the last part of this verse. Notice what God says. Yet he shall come to his end, and none shall help him. For 7 years the Antichrist will rule with an iron thumb, but God said, I have already prophesied that he shall come to an end, and none shall help. It doesn't matter who in this world thinks they have control. God said, no, no. I have the power. I have the power. I will crush him.
He'll allow
him to. Yeah. He'll come to his end, and none shall help him. There's a lot of people today that would like to, wouldn't they? There's a lot of people today that would love to rule with the Antichrist. I believe we have politicians, and maybe next week, I'm not sure yet, but I have a DVD I'm going to show, I don't know if it's next week, maybe the following, concerning the way some of our people, world leaders today, think. Probably take up about 15 minutes. I've been putting it off because I haven't been sure I want to do that or not. But I've decided to go ahead and do it because I think it'll fit. Anyhow, back to the Bible. And at that time shall Michael stand up. This is the great tribulation, by the way. The great prince who standeth for the children of thy people, Israel. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time, the 7-year tribulation, thy people, that's Israel, shall be delivered. Everyone that shall be found written in the book. That means every one of the nation of Israel that has trusted Christ as their Savior will be delivered to go into the kingdom physically. And then he goes on to say, we're going to skip some verses because we're running out of time, but I need to point this out, verse 2 and 3. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. There's only two ways to go, isn't there?
Yeah.
Heaven or hell. And they that be wise, that's you, by the way, shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Do you know what that means? That means if you...
It's talking about the resurrection.
Yeah, the resurrection. And if you turn many to righteousness, how do you do that?
You tell others how to say.
Good, yes. That's how you turn many to righteousness. You tell them how to be saved. And you know what God says? If you do that, notice what? You will shine as the stars forever and ever. I don't know about you, but sounds like a good deal to me. Yeah.
You think that's referring to your outer garment?
Yeah.
The one that you're going to knit?
The one you're going to knit, your service. Absolutely.
That's how you're going to shine like the stars forever.
Yeah. Now that you bring it up, the Bible does say, we'll probably get into it somewhere down the road, Revelation chapter 19, but do you realize that you're going to get two white garments when you get into heaven? The first garment is salvation. Everybody gets that that's saved. I'm glad he brought that up. When you get saved and you get into heaven, you are clothed in God's righteousness. That's your inner garment. And then he gives you another garment. That's your outer garment. That's your service. I'm looking forward to a nice outer garment. I don't know if it's going to be. But some people, like Bill said, some of them are just going to get a collar. That'll be your outer garment. I thought it was kind of neat. But makes sense to me. At least they'll get something.
Joe said maybe some cufflinks.
Yeah, maybe some cufflinks. But, it's true.
Wait a minute. You're going to be looking at other people thinking, look at them. They got that nice gown and I got these little
cufflinks. But isn't it... Isn't it right? It's fair, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's fair. It's fair. You know, some people are going to be up in heaven just walking around in their underwear while other people are going to be fully dressed. Think about it. It's kind of comical, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you're going to get a...
I thought you wanted one of Benny Hinn's suits.
I want that here and now, though. I do like his suits. Anyhow, verse 4. This is where I've been trying to get to this whole time. Isn't that something? And the Lord tells Daniel in chapter 12, verse 4, "But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased." Let me ask you something. Isn't that a perfect picture of today? Do you know how fast knowledge has increased in our society in the past 30 years?
Oh, yeah.
You got a TV at home, a 6-foot television that's about that thick.
Yeah.
Takes up half of a room, right? Mm-hmm. It's about that thick. Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. You can get on a little telephone and how many things can you do on a little phone, a little cell phone? They got all these things now called tweets and Twitters and all that. I don't know anything about it. I don't know. I know a Robin tweets and Twitters. That's all I know.
They do that a lot. Well, at least when I was out in Texas, they did that a lot in their churches and stuff, you know.
Tweets and Twitters?
Yeah.
Well, you guys can do whatever you want to. I don't know anything about them. But top knowledge. You can get on a plane and be anywhere in the world in a few hours, can't you?
Yeah.
Men will run to and fro. Read the second Psalms. Men will run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Not up here, because I don't have it, but a lot of people do. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood two others on this side of the bank of the river, and so forth and so forth. And then in verse 7, and I heard the man clothed in linen who was above the waters, if you have a Scofield Bible, upon the waters, if you don't, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swore by him who liveth forever that it shall be for time, times and a half a time. And in verse 8, and I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Look up here, if you will, for just a second. Daniel was given all kinds of prophecy. But notice, he could see up to the cross, but he couldn't see that 50 days after the cross until the day of Pentecost when Christ started the church. He couldn't see the church age. He couldn't see the rapture. Remember what Paul said? Behold, I show you a mystery. The church age was a mystery. And so Daniel said, I understood not. And what shall be the end of these things? And there's something else that Daniel did not understand. All of the things that take place during the 7-year tribulation, he didn't understand it. He knew about the tribulation, but he still didn't understand it. And that's why Jesus Christ opens up the 7-sealed scroll and reveals what Daniel could not understand, what he wanted to see. He just could not get it. Imagine how perplexing that would be, not being able to see. You know something's there, but you can't find it. You can't see it. I do that a lot of times without my glasses. I know it's there.
He knew it was there, but God told him to shut it up and seal it up.
Shut it up and seal it. And that's why God said in Revelation, the time is at hand. It's no longer sealed. And yet, you know something? You live in a great time period in history. It's getting kind of evil, isn't it?
Yep.
But you have a time period in history when you can see things beginning to unfold that makes sense out of the Bible, doesn't it?
Yep.
It absolutely makes sense. He said, and go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. But no longer. You have a Bible that's complete. God's word is complete. In Revelation 17:17, God said, all things will be fulfilled. Fulfilled. Jesus Christ fulfilled almost everything the Old almost everything the Old Testament said about him. Someday he will fulfill everything that the Bible says about him. And then in verse 10, last verse, and we're going to close. If you look at things going on in the world today and you understand it, that's why God said, blessed is he that readeth and heareth and understand the words of this prophecy. Notice verse 10. Many shall be purified. That means saved by faith in Christ. Many shall be purified and made white and tried or tested. But the wicked shall do wickedly during the 7-year tribulation, even today. The wicked do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. If you ever wondered what is going on in the world today, and why people think the way they do, why our preachers preach the way they do, why they preach a lie, why our politicians are always demanding to take away your rights, they will do wickedly, but they shall. The wicked, none of the wicked shall, they have no idea what they're doing. They don't realize it. They don't realize that they are an antichrist mentality in an antichrist society. They just don't realize. But you know what it says? The wise shall understand. Do you know where you get wise from? The Bible. The Bible makes you wise. The Bible will help you to live through difficulties in your life because it helps you to understand what's going on. The Bible gives you wisdom. Gives you knowledge, helps you to understand what the future holds, helps you to understand why God does what he does and what it is and what is going on in the world today. But the wicked will not understand. I don't understand the wicked, but they don't understand me. They don't understand the Lord Jesus Christ. They don't understand the Bible. And that's why the Marine knocked the professor out. He didn't understand anything either. In closing, let's do this. I should have somebody else do this. I know a guy that's pretty good at it, but I won't. The Bible says we're all sinners. This represents me. I'm a sinner. This represents my sin. I can go to hell and pay for my own sin because it needs to be paid for. There's no sin allowed in the presence of God. Nobody dies in their sins and go to heavens. I'm sorry, priest down the street here. You're a sinner. If you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, you're not going to go to heaven. I can go to hell and pay for my own sin. The Bible will let me do that. God said, you're allowed to do it. The Bible says that you can do that. Or I can believe the simple gospel. Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again for the forgiveness of sin. And the Bible says all I have to do is believe it. As soon as I believe Christ died on the cross and paid for my sin, he marks them paid, puts them to his account. They don't exist anymore in his eyes as far as my eternity is concerned. I can do that, or I can do absolutely nothing, but hell is a hot place, isn't it? And I don't want to go. Not only that, if you go to hell, you're going to meet the old Antichrist there someday, and the false prophet and Satan. They're all going to be there. Some of our politicians, most of them, let's forget all that. Mark?
No, you said that. I just want to point out Daniel chapter 11, verse 21 through 34. Sounds like all of our politicians today.
Yes, it does.
And then 11:24 says he's going to scatter the riches. Sounds like redistributing wealth, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, it says scatter the riches, which is communism, by the way, is socialism, and it's also Antichrist. And that's another thing. That's another thing that the wicked in our society do. They believe in socialism and communism, which is really Antichrist. And anyhow, they'd have no idea what they're doing, do they? They shall do wickedly and not understand it. But you can. Isn't that great? You can understand it. So you don't have to dwell on all the miseries in life and get depressed and have to get on Prozac. You don't have to do that. Just read the Bible. Amen. Let's have a word of prayer and we'll close. Dear Lord, we just thank you for Christ. We thank you for his word. And we thank you for the opportunity just to study his word, learn it, understand it. Sure does make life a lot easier. And we just thank you for it in Christ's name. If you're here this morning, you don't know you're going to heaven. By the way, just put your faith in Christ. He died on the cross, paid for your sin. And all you have to do is believe it. When you do that, your sins are paid.